want to install Gobi because your contribution are going to be welcome. Gobi is a collaborative tool, and once you have installed Gobi, actually you will see my name FPA as a host. Okay, the purpose of this talk is to draw attention on 3 points. I'm planning to work on some of them, but any help is welcome, like always. Currently, Debian has a weird license, or if we can consider it has a license at all. Just let me know if I talk too fast. It happens to me sometimes. So we'll have to pick another license and then migrate the page, which is going to be tricky because we'll have to make people relicense their work or just discard all the page. The second aspect is the layout. We'll come to that. It's second point. The layout is for 2 points. One is just currently we don't really look like a Debian website. That could be improved. And also the topics on the front page. I think we could have the wiki could have something more appealing and more useful for end users. Finally, the Debian wiki is great because it has lots of stuff and lots of information that the user can't find in the package because the readme.debian don't have the information or whatever. The problem is that it's very specific for a distribution. Some page already cover Debian Lenny or Debian Unstable, but not all. So here also we will need to get some attention to get the page, just page updated. That's basically what I want to cover on my talk. So first there was the license. So as I said, the aim is to get a license. And many options exist. We will talk about them later. Then we'll have to exist all the content, but some exceptions will be required because some wiki pages are targeted for a specific purpose. For instance, Debian reference is maintained in the wiki and it's covered by GPL. Okay, Debian Wiki, our wiki was first set up by Michael Ivey as a non-official wiki.debian.net. And he came up with some kind of his own license and copyright stuff. But when the wiki went to debian.org, even though there were some talk to relicense or to do something about the license, it wasn't done. And actually, the copyright file just never existed when debian.org had a license was set up. So it's really not clear what license is covering our stuff on the wiki. Definitely, it's not DFSG. Because it's either public domain or the license we're going to see just right now. This is the license page, copyright page, as it was last seen by archive.org in 2004 on April, where, as you can read, it's a kind of improved public domain where people can contribute to the page. But basically, it's not GFDL because it's not possible to get the stuff from this wiki and put it somewhere else. So, for instance, if one of our Debian derivative wants to reuse some of our wikis, they can't. And I think, by the way, it's something really the wiki should try to do, is to work together, because very often you will see that one topic is covered on the wiki from Debian, Ubuntu, Fedora, I don't know the names. And really, there's no collaborative works. And someday, I hope we're going to have some tools which allow, like for software, to get an upstream page in some way and to fork it or to have some patch. So the whole page is generic and it can be patched. So it's suitable for Debian or for Ubuntu or for whatever. Right now, there has been many talks. Many people just came up with the idea of saying, okay, we're going to put a GFDL F3 document in like FD. FSG, thank you, license, and some of us said, okay, we're going to use some BSD licensing and many options, but no work were actually done. As I said before, the issue is to actually migrate the license, the content. So my strategy is to reinitiate a talk on the Debian www mailing list. And everybody interested is welcome. There is no recent talk. The last talk was in March. And I haven't initiated a new talk right now. I am planning to make a summary of the proposition, but we need some talk. And then we'll have to actually migrate this content. And for this, the idea is, okay, at first, maybe I should have to put it in the first place, get a copy, a read-only copy with the current license, maybe on Debian.net, wiki.debian.net. And then actually do the work, that is, once we have a license, we ask our contributors, all the wiki contributors, to agree with the fact that they relicense their work under what would be chosen, BSD or whatever. And once we have many people who have relicensed their work, put more efforts on reaching people who have contributed a lot, because many people have made very small contributions, but some have made huge contributions and are not active anymore. We need their work too. And then we will have to actually find out what we do with each page. That is, we will have to analyze the whole log history of each page, determine if the user who has committed this change has relicensed its work. If he does, fine. If he doesn't, we will have to determine if it's a minor modification, it's probably okay to reuse its works even though it's not in the proper license. That's something which will have to be discussed on Debian Legal. And if basically all the page and all the change were made by some people who have relicensed their work, we will be able to keep this page. If most of the page is okay, we will just have to tag the fact that it has a relicense issue, which means we will have to rewrite the page manually and keep only proper license work. Whereas some page have very low contents or very low page hits, in which case we will probably just have to drop this content and keep it available by a read-only copy on Debian.net or somewhere else, so it's not completely lost. basically, that's the idea I came up with. There are maybe other alternatives. And if some of you just have some other idea of how to relicense this work, have faced similar problem, you are just welcome to join the effort and to submit your ideas. As another site, I've just prepared this sheet, where, as we can see, actually many of our documentation are GPL, covered by GPL. So if you want to be able to get some stuff from the wiki and put it on this reference, it would be nice to have this GPL license. Whereas if you want to share with some other wikis, it's a little bit more complicated because there's no single license for all wikis. But that's something I wish we could do with other wiki. Also, I really think there's something Debian Maintainer could do is to get the information there is currently in the Debian wiki regarding their package and simply integrate this work in the readme.debian file. Very often, there are some wiki page which right place would be the readme.debian. So if your package have some page in the wiki page, just take it away and put it to the right place, that is the readme file, the readme.debian. Currently, there is none, but I forgot his name. Someone came up with this idea at the beginning of the year and proposed to actually have all the readme.debian file in the wiki in a standard naming way, which I think is probably that's something which, it could be done. It's, it would be a good idea. Oops. Okay, so for the license, maybe there's some questions.
Whatever. Here we go. Just instead of maybe putting it in the wiki, that's sort of the thing that packages.debian.org is set up ideally for. Because otherwise, in the wiki, it would be nice maybe to have patches or something for readme.debian, but packages.debian.org is in the ideal location, especially since it's already ripping out the copyright files. I don't know, is it already putting readme.debian? No. I have no idea, but it'd be the ideal place for it to be. Mm-hmm. Well, yeah, sure, but even though it's read-only, it's the canonical location for it. It's where it's going to always be updated. And if people want to make patches for it, maybe the right thing is to indicate on that page that, hey, you should submit patches with the patch to the BTS. Because what's going to happen is you're going to have the wiki, which has an old version of the readme.debian, which gets updated, maybe good or in a bad way, but it doesn't matter. And none of those changes flow back to the package. And the package is really the place where the readme.debian lives, and it's where it should be updated. So, that's something to think about.
It's a problem which was raised when this ID was submitted, and it's true that for end users don't know how to submit a patch, and we can either try to teach them or find a way to make it another way. And wiki, I'm not sure it's the right place, but it could be a place. Maybe not wiki.debian.org actually. Any other question or volunteer regarding the licensing under the wiki? Okay, Debian wiki layout. You know this one? Salok and Tatara just work on having a nice Oops, I'm a little bit part here, which is an improvement. It's nicer than the previous version. Still, the whole website as a whole doesn't look like this one. And I really think wiki.debian.org, it's under debian.org, so it will have a layout similar to the official website, even though it could be clear that it's not www.debian.org. But this is a work which is going to have to happen. There are some people who are willing to work on this, and this is good news. Also, Frank Lichtenheld, I hope I say his name properly, is going to have a talk about Debian Web Services development and having same look and feel of the website. I'm really looking forward for his talk, and I think it would be great to have the same layout and the same CSS for all the website. That's great. And drawing a one more template is really about writing CSS stuff, no difficult stuff. The other point which I plan to work on this today, but we have maybe a bit too many to successfully do it, was about the front page entries. If we try to match this with what people want to do, why they come to our wiki, what the page we visit, we can just notice that this page doesn't match with a visitor's expectation. So we'll have to work on this. I had prepared a Gobi session. Yeah, well, the idea was to get people to submit their ID, what was important for them, because it's really about what people expect. So Debian developers is really one kind of user we want to address in the wiki. But I think this, we have probably too many to be able to work on this. So it's really another work, choosing what we want on the front page, what we want, the focus, we want, what we want to focus.
You can repeat, okay. Why do you think it's important to have a nice front page for the wiki? Because personally, I never visit it, and I don't think that many people go to that front page. It's different to the websites where lots of people go.
I agree with you. I just never go to the wiki front page, except to update translation. But it just happened to be the most visited one. So whatever we think about it or how useful it can be, it just happened to be the most visited one, so we will have to keep on this.
On the other hand, it's only a small percentage of all the visits on the wiki.
Yeah, but it's what we show. If you get to the front page and you click on the wiki, it's, but I agree that I consider the most useful way to browse a wiki is actually to use a search engine. And I think the search engine should be really the most visible thing in the front page. But it has to be to help the user to navigate. Okay, Lenny. By Lenny, what I hope to be able to achieve, that we can achieve, is, as I said, one, to get a license. Putting more stuff on the wiki with the wrong license is useless. Then having a template which is similar to the one on the website. And then, as I said, as it's written, many pages are edge specific and needs to be updated to be useful in Lenny. So your help and the user's help will be needed to update those pages, because it's useless to waste that user just updated. And if it takes 1 year to update the page, basically the wiki will be up to date for Lenny when Lenny will be really close to be updated itself. So if you have some, again, if you have some page covering your topics, please have a look at those pages. Very often, we have done a lot of cleanup in the wiki, but if you see duplicate pages covering your topics, feel free to clean it up. Also, it's something that can be done. And with this, if we have a good license, a front page, which is not too bad, and some content up to date, the wiki can become more useful as it was in the past.
Let me play a little bit of devil's advocate here. One question I have is, well, first of all, I think that making wiki look like Debian's front page is a horrible, horrible idea.
Is it?
Horrible idea, mm-hmm. because everybody is complaining about how the front page of Debian looks, right? And we just heard that in the keynote speech, this issue with www team not able to figure out how to move forward with that. So why don't you do something, you know, creative and make a new look for the wiki, something which looks nice. And then use this as a leverage to change the www.debian.org to look nice, saying, look, we got this new layout. It was hard. We did it, right? And it looks nice because people say it's nice.
Yes.
And then you could use it somehow to make the front page of debian.org look nicer.
I think you've heard about package.debian.org, PTS, bugs, not bugs. He's doing a great job, but not taking care of the front page. You've probably seen many websites on debian.org which didn't like how debian.org website looks like, came up with another idea, and yeah, what you say is true, and many people just came up with new layout, and it wasn't applied to the Debian website. And I think if, yeah, it's true what you say. It's just that I'm more focused on Debian WebKey, and I don't want to come up with yet another different front page. If I change it, I want it to be in line with Debian.org website. And that's why I was saying that I hope that, what's that page? The talk about Debian Web Services development, which also focus on having consistent layout, will get people to have interested in making a better layout for the website. It's really the whole Debian.org, which is a new layout. I personally don't have the skill to make a nice layout. I could implement in CSS Debian.org layout. That's all I can do. But I'm sure some other people can.
Okay, I'm just afraid that you're going to duplicate the effort. So you will now change it to look like the old website, and then there will be another effort to change it to look like whatever, like after some 5 years, probably down the road, then our new front page will look like.
But I hope someone will hear what you said and will come up with a nice layout for the website. So that's really something I want.
Okay, so another question I have, just like out of curiosity. During the last 6 months, how many complaints did you hear from people who were not happy with the license of wiki content right now, not counting people who are in the wiki team?
The truth is nobody cares about the license.
That's my point, yeah.
But, I mean, we're Debian. We have DFSG. We care of our license and the stuff we produce. So it's important to have a proper license.
I will probably get stoned, but I will say that it's quite a stretch of DFSG to extend it to Wiki as well. I don't think that's a bad thing. It's very good that you are doing it. I just think that it will end up a major waste of time plus loss of information as you outline this plan to drop the pages. But Don will probably refute.
The very fact that we think that it's a waste of time is the reason why it's becoming or going to be such a huge waste, insane waste of time to actually solve the problem, because we didn't deal with it to begin with. We have the same problem in the website. We have the same problem in the wiki. We have some sort of the same problem even in the package metadata, the packaging work that we do. It's because we made the mistake of not addressing it early on. So even though it's a waste of time now, the faster we address it, it could be just as simple as deciding on a set of licenses and saying, okay, any new contributions must be licensed this way.
That would perfectly work for me.
Yeah.
Every new contribution getting a proper license, it's fine. I'm just kind of cannot help but wonder about the whole procedure with, contacting every person who ever contributed to a web page to get the licensing straight.
Yeah, it's prohibitive. It's the same problem basically that the Linux kernel has. I mean, it's basically mired in the same sort of problem. In some cases, it's good. In some cases, it's bad. But it's something that we should deal with definitely going forward, and as time and people who think it's important have time to work on it, going backwards. But definitely going forwards, it's the way to go. So and that just requires enough people to, or at least, really all it does is it takes one person who has enough time who can synthesize the input and say this is the way it's going to be and make it that way.
Okay, fair enough.
The problem is wiki pages are splitted and merged, I don't say every day, but very often. And if you have different license, you can't split and merge the page because also when you split and merge, you usually quite the history of the page is more or less lost. It's difficult for a regular user to find the history of a page and to know what is licensed under which, what is covered by which license. So, but that's an option.
Hi, I would like the wiki to be seen more as a workflow, because from what I understood, there are some information that are in the wiki that shouldn't be there actually. They should be there in the user shared doc. I think all the contents that is put in the wiki, because people don't read that documentation, a way to solve it would be to put that documentation available as web pages. So then we could link to it from the wiki. On the other side, I see some information that's in the wiki that should finally go into the web page or into the package once they're up to date. So I think we should delete a lot of information, actually. I'm not trying to recover all bits that have not been properly licensed. So my question is a bit, what's the workflow? What's the real workflow on the goal of the wiki? On the goal of the wiki? Has it to stand alone for its own need, or is it just a tool for a short time, or just for coordination with when it's needed? But when it's over, then we move the data somewhere else where it's more appropriate.
I think everybody has its own opinion on this. I think the wiki is really something which can be used to document some stuff between the release or some which are fast-moving documentation. But yes, there is no workflow today to get those documentation out of the wiki. And if we have a license, that's one of the reasons, we could get them into the package very easy by cutting copy and paste. That's But if you feel like working on this workflow, you're welcome. Any other question? How many of you have a package which have for which you know it has a wiki page which is more or less related? That's probably the ratio which is accurate. It's true that few packages have a website, a wiki page. Okay. So, thank you for your attention. The, for those of you who don't know, the wiki is using the Debian WW infrastructure for the document for mailing list and IRC. So, see you there if you feel like working on it, and of course on Debian on wiki.debian.org. Thank you.